You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at PremierBet.com and use promo code Namibia264. PremierBet, win big, win now.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone, brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Use promo code Namibia264 now to create your very own PremierBet account and win big. I am your host, Handy. I will be with you until 8 p.m. as per usual. And today we have a very exciting show for you today. We have an international guest coming to join us today, none other than Mr. Hunter Lundy, who works for the Philadelphia Flyers over in the United States. He's going to talk to us about his role as an account manager for the Philadelphia Flyers. But that will be, we'll get in touch with him in a few moments. Before that, we will run through our local sports news, some global sports news, and we're going to discuss a report from the World Economic Forum on the business of sport, the economy of sport. That'll be in line with what Hunter will have to tell us today. It'll give us some context into what it is that Hunter is able to do and how he's been able to do that and why he's been able to do that, because of the sporting economy that the United States has been able to create. As we know, that is the most powerful sporting economy in the world. So we're going to hear about the global sporting economy in just a few moments. But before that, we'll run through some local and international sporting news. As always, if you haven't already, follow us on our social media pages. That's on Facebook, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, WhatsApp. If you'd like to follow the Eagle Media House WhatsApp channel and to receive the Villager newspaper, simply send a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. And if you are following our social media pages, you will have seen our flyer for today's poster, for today's show, excuse me, where it explains that Hunter Lundy, who is going to join us, like I said, in a few moments, is responsible for over $3 million US dollars of revenue for the Philadelphia Flyers. So Hunter is going to tell us exactly what does that mean. How does he do that? But that will be in just a few moments. Make sure that you download one of the best apps in Namibia, and that is the Eagle FM mobile application on the Google Play Store and on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia. It is free to download, and you will be able to tune in to the Eagle Sport, not just the Eagle Sports Zone, but Eagle FM, wherever you are in the world. I know we'll have people from America listening today, considering our guest that we'll have on, but we regularly have people from all around the world listening. So if you're in China, if you're in South Africa, if you're in Germany, if you're in Australia, if you're in Russia, if you're in Brazil, wherever you are in the world, welcome to the Eagle Sports Zone, live on Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. You can also tune in via our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. And on the website, just like the mobile application as well, there is a section. There is a section dedicated to a podcast. What this section allows you to do is to listen to your favorite programs that have aired whenever you want to, as many times as you want to. If for whatever reason you couldn't tune in live, maybe you missed last week's Eagle Sports Zone episode, maybe you missed Unpacking the Day of from 3 months ago, 2 years ago, whatever it is, you can tune into the podcast section and listen back to your favorite show. Now, let's get into some scores, some local news rather, some local sporting news, and some international sporting news on the PremierBet score segment.
Who won? Who scored? What was the final score? The Eagle Sports Zone score roundup is brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Visit PremierBet.com and use promo code Namibia264 to sign up and win big now.
So we're going to start with the Namibian Premier League. Local football is back. Back and exciting, I should say. We are going to start with the fixtures that took place yesterday. That was round six. This was a round of matches that had to be replayed, that was postponed last year. That's why it's a round six, even though it is technically round 16, or the 16th round of matches. But we'll start with Commerce Nampol. They faced the Tigers. Commerce Nampol taking their round 2-0. FC Ongos beat Life Fighters 3-0. We had 11 Arrows beat Okahanja United 2-0. Shoke Chula Chula went up to the Northeast to play against Julinho Athletic, beating them 3-2. Mighty Gunners, who we'll talk about in just a moment. Mighty Gunners beat UNAM FC 2-1. We have Blue Waters and Bucks Buccaneers playing to a 0-0 draw. And KK Palace also in the Northeast playing against Rundu Chiefs to a 1-1 draw. And the last fixture on Saturday, we had African Stars beating Young African 3-1. The Mighty Gunners now lead the table on 27 points. This is after yesterday's fixtures. They lead the table on 27 points. Level on points, actually, with Chula Chula, leading them only by a goal difference, by a single goal even. So the things are getting very tight at the top of the Namibian Premier League table. And then trailing Mighty Gunners is Chula Chula on 27 points, like I said. And then the top four is rounded off by the defending champions of African Stars and UNAM FC. Then, let me just make sure I have the correct table for you. Following the round six fixtures, in fifth place is FC Ongos on 21 points and KK Palace on 21 points in sixth place as well. In the bottom three, at the very bottom, Julinho struggling this year on 8 points. They've only won one match. In 15th place is Tigers. Ingwe also struggling this year on 12 points. And last but not least in the relegation zone is Life Fighters in 14th on 13 points as well. So the whole table really is tight. I can see that between 14th place and 8th place, which is Blue Waters are in 8th, is only a 4-point difference. So coming next weekend, it could all change, as well as the top four is also only separated by 4 points. Now, if we go to the round of seven fixtures that took place today, we have FC Ongos beating Mighty Gunners 1-0. It's crucial for the title race there. I'll let you know in a moment what that means in terms of the title race. We have Rundu Chiefs taking on the Chula Chula, taking that 1-0. So Chula Chula finished the weekend by collecting 6 points. Then we have Blue Waters and Okahanja United. Blue Waters took their 2-1. And then the fixtures that are currently ongoing is Commerce Nampol against Young African, UNAM FC against Life Fighters, 11 Arrows against Bucks Buccaneers, and Julinho Athletic up against KK Palace. And the last fixture of the weekend is African Stars up against Tigers. As the results for those come in, I will keep you up to date, of course. But on the other side of this commercial break, we'll talk about what the FC Ongos result means in terms of the title race. We'll be right back.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Don't forget you can join us in the studio at any moment in time. The number in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Now, as I was saying, the Ongos victory over Mighty Gunners today means that Ongos move up to 24 points. That puts them in fourth place. And with Chula Chula collecting a victory today against Rundu Chiefs, it now means that Chula Chula, at least momentarily until the other fixtures complete, are at the top of the table over Mighty Gunners. That puts Chula Chula on 31 points. So as the results come in, like I said, we'll keep you up to date. And as things change in the table, we will keep you up to date on those as well. Some other full-time fixtures I can give you now, actually, that just came in. We have Commerce Nampol beating Young African 4-1. Blue Waters beating Okanja United 2-1. UNAM FC drawing to Life Fighters. So UNAM only picked up 1 point this weekend and also suffered their first loss this weekend. 11 Arrows lost 2-1 to Bucks Buccaneers, and then Julinho finally picked up a victory. That is by beating KK Palace. Tough weekend for KK Palace, beating KK Palace 4-1. So Julinho keeping their relegation fight alive, keeping things tight at the bottom of the table. Like I said, the table this year is very tight. Things could swing dramatically each weekend, really. Things could swing dramatically, especially with the fact that our teams play two fixtures in a weekend. Now, we also had some women's Super League, the FNB Women's Super League. We had Windhoek City beating Commerce Nampol 2-0. Mighty Gunners Ladies beating the Desert Foxes 7-0. V-Power Angels up against Julinho Athletic Ladies. That ended in a 1-1 draw, and the Nust Babes faced off the FC Ongos Ladies. The FC Ongos Ladies taking that one 2-0. The Mighty Angels and the 11 Arrows Ladies play to a 1-1 draw. And then the UNAM Bokies and African Stars Queens also played to a 1-1 draw. So local football is back. Lots of goals, lots of drama on the road to be crowned, or seeking to crown a new Namibian football champion on both the men's and women's side of things. And on the other side of this, we'll get into some more local sporting news before we round up with some continental news before we head over to international and then get into our first real topic of the day, which is the World Economic Forum sports economy report that we're gonna skim through and give you some figures and give you some I think eye-opening numbers on the global sporting economy. We'll be right back.
Lipura nenge no wapungwa eva tele ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe faa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
You are are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. In cycling, in the world of cycling, we have a group of Namibians taking on the race around Rwanda. This is a 1,000-kilometer race that contains elevation gain of close to 18,700 meters. Okay, so this is obviously going to take several days to complete. They started today, so around 125 people have entered this ultra distance race, including our very own Andrikus Kutsia, who is actually, last time we saw, is the one in the lead. The last time we saw is the one leading this race, and if you recall, when we spoke to him at the Nedbank Windhoek Pedal Power Series, the third installment of that, he spoke about wanting to win that competition. So far, he is living up to his word. And we have Pierre Lambert, last we saw, is in ninth place as well. And then we also have Nabil Robiati representing Namibia in this ultra race. Some more continental sporting news that involves Namibia. And we had Rian Hanamub, who won his second man of the match of the season, actually, after his side beat Marumo Gallants 1-0. Rian, who plays for AmaZulu over in the Betway Premiership, provided the assist for the match, for what ended up being the match-winning goal. So congratulations to Rian. Now we move on to some global sporting news. Some things that happened over the weekend is Shakur Stevenson over in boxing is now a four-division world champion. He beat Teofimo Lopez by a unanimous decision to become the ring and WBO super lightweight champion. Stevenson now has a record of 25 wins from his 25 matches, so zero losses for Shakur. One of that is 13 knockouts. And Lopez falls to 22-2. Only his second loss. Only the second loss of his career. Yes, that is all we have in terms of continental sporting news involving our Namibians. Over to international sporting news. We'll go to tennis, where some history was made today in the Australian Open. The young Spaniard, Carlos Alcaraz, made history by becoming the youngest person to achieve a career Grand Slam. For those of you that are unaware with what a Grand Slam is, that is to have won each major tennis open at least once in your career. So Alcaraz has achieved that now by winning his first Australian Open title. He did that against the legend of tennis, that is Novak Djokovic, who's won the Australian Open 10 times. But Alcaraz got his first Australian Open title and achieved the career Grand Slam. And is now only the ninth person to do so in the history of the sport. And he beat a record that stood since 1938. So congratulations to Carlos making tennis history there. We move on to the English Premier League. That is a football where Manchester United just finished playing against Fulham, beating them 3-2 in what was quite a dramatic fixture. United got off to a 2-0 lead thanks to goals from Casemiro and Mateus Cunha before Raul Jimenez and Kevin equalized. Kevin equalized for Fulham in the 91st minute before Benjamin Sesko stepped up to collect all 3 points for Manchester United with a 94th minute goal. So United continuing their good form and have now leapfrogged Chelsea into the top four on 41 points. Today you have Tottenham up against Manchester City. That is starting at 6:30. So as that match happens, as things happen in that fixture, I will keep you up to date with what is going on there. Crucial fixture for Manchester City if they want to keep up with the Gunners, who beat Leeds United 4-0 to extend their lead to 7 points over Manchester City. So Manchester City need to, or want to, bring that gap back down to 4 points. On the score sheet for the Gunners was Gabriel Jesus, Victor Gyökeres, Noni Madueke, and Martin Zubamendi. Other fixtures that took place was Liverpool. Liverpool beat Newcastle 4-1 thanks to goals from Ibrahim Konate, Florian Wirtz, and a double from the Frenchman Hugo Ekitike, the defending champions, getting back to winning ways there as well. We had Chelsea take on West Ham in what was also a dramatic fixture, with Chelsea winning that in the 92nd minute thanks to a goal from Enzo Fernandez. On the score sheet for the Blues was also João Pedro and Mark Cucurella. Chelsea actually came back from 2-0. West Ham went into the half 2 goals up thanks to goals from Jared Bowen and Somerville. So one more major fixture taking place, that is Tottenham against Manchester City. That will be at 6:30. I will keep you up to date on what is happening in that fixture. Over in Spain, we had Real Madrid play against Rayo Vallecano today. Real Madrid taking that 2-1. With Kylian Mbappe scoring the winner in the 100th minute of the game, actually. It was a penalty. And Rayo played that fixture down to 9 men, actually. They got 2 red cards. First one in the 80th minute, and the second one late in the fixture after Kylian had won the fixture for Real Madrid. Barcelona played against Elche, beating them 3-1 with goals from Marcus Rashford, Ferran Torres, and of course, the star boy himself, Lamine Yamal. So that leaves the La Liga table with Barcelona on 55 points. Trailing them is Real Madrid on 54 points. We have Atletico Madrid on 45 points, and rounding off the top four is Villarreal on 42 points. So that's what we had for today's score segment.
Who won? Who scored? What was the final score? The Eagle Sports Zone Score Roundup is brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Visit premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264 to sign up and win big now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. The number in the studio is 0832 888 401. That is 0832 888 401. And I forgot to actually announce the trivia question of the day. Today's it's more open-ended. All you have to do is call in and tell me the name of any NHL team that you know of, if you do know of any. NHL, we're talking about the National Hockey League, that is the Professional Ice Hockey League in the United States of America. So if you happen to know one, if you happen to know a team, call in and let me know that on 0832 888 401. And the reason we are asking this question today is because our guest, Hunter Landy, who will be joining us in, let's say, around, let's call it 30 to 45 minutes to talk about his career. As an account manager for a National Hockey League franchise. But before we get to that, let's talk about this report from the, it was compiled by the World Economic Forum on the sporting economy. This document is titled Sport for People and the Planet. It is an insight report. It was compiled in collaboration with Oliver Wyman. Okay. And the contents of this document are actually what I was looking for at the World Economic Forum when the FIFA president Arsene Wenger and Del Piero were on stage. You know, I was eagerly anticipating a great sport economic conversation, but I was left highly disappointed when I don't even know what to call it. The FIFA president had briefly spoken about some sporting economics. And actually, you can look up the article that I wrote on that in the Villager of perhaps a week or so ago. Either way, you can look it up on the Villager website. That's the villager.com. Thevillager.com.na. Just type in World Economic Forum. It will come up there. You will be able to find it. And speaking of, let me actually look up the exact figures that Infantino had given when he did briefly speak about sporting economics at the World Economic Forum. Other than those, it was around 30 seconds of info that he gave us. All they were talking about was things like, when was your first World Cup memory, and why is the World Cup important, and things like that, which I don't know why we had to listen to at the World Economic Forum. I was expecting actual sporting economics, but I digress. To give you the figures. And speaking of the Villager, that is being published tomorrow. Tomorrow morning you will have access to a brand new edition of The Villager. So if you haven't subscribed already, send a WhatsApp message. Very important, a WhatsApp message, and that you save this number as a contact so that you can receive The Villager for free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's 081-200-4144. Just send a message saying you want to subscribe. We'll add you to the subscriber list, and you will receive it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can include your email as well, as if you would like to get it over email. But here's some figures that Infantino had given at the forum. He stated that the impact of the FIFA World Cup is to the tune of $80 billion. And he said that he got this information from the World Trade Organization. He then added that it creates 825 full-time jobs and pays salaries of over $20 billion. He said, we will have 7 million spectators in the stadiums and 6 billion people all over the world watching the World Cup this year that is being hosted by the USA, Mexico, and Canada. He also revealed that FIFA has received 500 million ticket requests for this year's World Cup. That is, according to him, 50 times the volume of requests that they normally receive. So to put that in a bit of perspective, to put those big numbers into perspective, since the first World Cup in 1930, right, FIFA has sold around 50 million tickets to World Cup matches. So at that pace, FIFA has received 1,000 years worth of World Cup tickets for the 2026 World Cup. So this World Cup is in high, high demand, regardless of the high, high prices as well that we spoke about on the home run a few weeks ago with Dwight Links. You can look that up in the podcast section if you want a more in-depth conversation on that. But that's where the sporting economic conversation, ended in regard to the World Economic Forum. But thankfully, a few days before the actual forum took place in Davos, they released this report that is on their website, which you can also access on the Eagle FM mobile application, by the way, along with a whole host of different documents that include, in just a moment, things like the MICT's strategic plan for 2025 to 2030. It includes the National Information and Communication Technology Policy. You have a document from the Namibia Statistic Agency on Namibia's International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin. You have the Namibia Agricultural Union 2026 Outlook, Bank of Namibia 2025 Fourth Quarter Quarterly Reports. You can access our report on the state of broadband access in the beautiful continent of Africa that we compiled here at Eagle Media House, just giving you some insight into what the different levels of access to the internet on the continent look like. And this was in relation to the now infamous Starlink conversation. But anyways, like I said, all these things are available on the Eagle FM mobile application for free for you. Just simply follow the instructions in the digital billboard. It'll be a simple instruction, like click here to access the full document. So this document that I'm about to talk about now is available for you also on the Eagle FM mobile application. So let's talk about some revenues. According to this document, sport is projected to become an $8.8 trillion economy by the year 2050. But physical inactivity and environmental risks could cut annual earnings by $1.6 trillion by mid-century. So the forum is saying that although there's huge potential for this money-making machine to keep making money as it has in recent history, physical inactivity, which I think is a huge global issue, but in Namibia also, I don't think we're as active as we should be as a population, but things are getting better. You know, all these various run clubs and whatnot and cycling communities that are forming in the country are helping curb that physical inactivity. And of course, environmental risks that's a whole another conversation, but interesting that it is included in this conversation as well. But this document says that in 2025, the sporting economy was worth $2.3 trillion US dollars, and by 2030 they're projecting it to rise to 3.7 and all the way to $8.8 trillion, that is in 2050. Okay? And what this document says that the global sporting economy consists of, essentially, is the various industries that it makes up is the sporting goods. So its core industries, its core industries are the sporting goods industries, sports tourism, which we spoke about. It's been a while, actually, since we spoke about sports tourism. But go on the Eagle FM website, type in Eagle Sports Zone sports tourism. We did a whole episode on that last year. We'll do another one this year with some updated figures and in a different angle. But sports tourism, another important one. The most recent sports tourism thing I can think of in relation to Namibia is the Nedbank Desert Dash that just took place in December and its economic impact. But another core industry that the report mentions is participatory participatory sport and physical activity. So, you know, that's things like going to the gym, paddle, and things like that. And then, of course, the real moneymaker, or the main moneymaker, is professional and elite sport. And then what they class as connected industries, that is your gaming, that is your nutrition, that is your wearables and tech software, that is your sport services, and that is your broadcast and streaming. That includes all your billions of dollars that come through due to things like broadcast rights and so on and so forth. Wearables and tech software, it's another big one for the future in particular. The inroads that that industry in particular has been making in the last few years has been great to see. Nutrition, we know about nutrition, especially in the drinks category. How much money gets made there. And then lastly, what they have is what they've labeled as the broader ecosystem stakeholders. That is your wider private sector, that is your investors, that is philanthropy, that is the government, of course, local communities and indigenous people, and advocacy and accountability. And then the last one of that is academia and research, that they've classed as the broader ecosystem stakeholders. And they said that in the document, they're saying that the growth drivers shaping the future of the sports economy, the global sports economy, are the acceleration of sports tourism, the emergence of sport as an asset class, the mainstreaming of women's sport. If you look up, again, go to the website, www.eaglefm.com.na, look up Eagle Sports Zone Women's Sports, when we did a whole show on the rise of women's sports. We'll do another one this year, where the conversation will be about no longer the rise, but they've safely arrived, or emphatically arrived is what I meant to say. And then lastly, the growth drivers of the last growth driver that they have mentioned is the rebalancing of sports growth with emerging economies.
Hello, Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs, and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag, your data matters.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone, brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Now, before the commercial break, I was laying out some of the growth of the global sports economy, what it looks like in terms of value, the revenue it has generated, what the sports economy consists of. Now, let's briefly look at some of the risks, right? Some of the factors that could affect this projected growth is the sector's long-term growth is increasingly at risk due to due to converging health and environmental challenges, rising levels of physical inactivity, especially among the youth, which I can attest to that. You can see it with your own eyes. Especially among youth, risk undermining grassroots participation and eroding the future fan and consumer base that sustains revenues across apparel, elite level events, tourism, and fitness. Simultaneously, escalating environmental risks such as heat stress, extreme weather, and pollution are disrupting competitions, diminishing spectator experiences, limiting community well-being, and affecting the supply chains and operations that underpin the broader sports economy. The sector also contributes to these pressures through the resource-intensive nature of events. The resource-intensive nature of events, sporting goods, infrastructure, and travel, resulting in a significant carbon emissions, water use, and waste generation. The report says that these dynamics are mutually reinforcing. It says that environmental degradation discourages physical activity, while less active populations are susceptible to climate-related health impacts. So basically, that what they're saying is these things are part of the reasons why the sporting economy could not achieve the projected growth that the report states. And they've actually managed to quantify what this loss could be. It says that if all of this is left unaddressed, the combined impacts of rising physical inactivity, accelerating climate change, and nature loss could result in the sports economy losing up to 14%. In dollar terms, that is $517 billion of its annual revenue by 2030, with that projected to increase to 18%, which is $1.6 trillion annually by 2050. So all of the factors that I just read could make the sports economy lose over half a trillion US dollars per year, which is quite staggering, actually. Now, before we get in touch with our guest, Mr. Hunter Lundy, is just one small paragraph I want to read from this report, and it talks about placing sport at the heart of cities. And this is one of the three pathways that could curb the losses that I just explained. And one of the three is placing sport at the heart of cities. And what they mean by this is integrating sport and physical activity into sustainable urban design, using green and blue spaces as active sporting areas, developing sporting infrastructure that prioritize community well-being and environmental resilience, and advancing sustainable and active mobility systems. So in the Namibian context, Namibia is doing this, or attempting to do this, through the basic sporting infrastructures that the government has proposed to build in each constituency. So 121 of these that would address this. That would be part of placing sport at the heart of cities or towns in our context. And then the other two pathways are catalyzing purpose-driven capital flows and championing resource stewardship, right? So let's get in touch on the other side. Actually, let's first take a musical break. Then we'll get in touch with our guest, Hunter Lundy, who's gonna give you guys insight into what a person can do in the world of sports without having to be an athlete. In the world of sport, how you can carve out a career and take part in this multi-trillion dollar sporting industry that I just that I just laid out. Hunter Landy will give us some insight into how that is possible. And we'll do so on the other side of this commercial break. This musical break, excuse me.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Man, know how to do it, fa. Fa. You know how to do it, fa. Man. Sele kapi wa harak bosiki. Sele kapi wa harak bosiki, man. Au machikera iyo. Mahu. Au machikera iyo. Mahu.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of us.
Your constitutional rights.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. On the other side of this short commercial break, I have an update for you in the Manchester City Tottenham fixture. We'll be right back.
Win big, win now. Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Get a 200% sports bonus of up to 2,000 Namibian dollars. Sign up now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Lundulukila kelongi foli nongushu, pamwene ya kulolo Parates Vantage Basic. Limonena ongodio Samsung A56 5G. Oku jashike poshimariwashi edolo mafileja hamano nanano kwa mwedikesh. Ouno mitoyo kuchapula o wawe data dihenenga beku. O minute do kupopsa difike po mafileja tatu. Osheo o mafileja tatu e SMS. Kwa wedwana tango shali, sho minute difike po mafileja vali. Osheo o mafileja vali SMS. Osho tashikupe o wawe dwapo natango. Wongushu yoshimariwashi edolo. Dola oma feleja valino mlongo omwe dikeshe. Limonena owa waka pakete koe ko Vantage Basic. Oku jamo fitola nena. E mangono malandula fano o do dino kulandurwa. Power your next chat. Stream. Call with Paradise.
Always prepare. Paradise.
Lipura nengeno wapongwa eva tere ulikoni.
All right. Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Now, before we get in touch with our guest, Hunter, update in the Manchester City Tottenham fixture. Manchester City are in the lead 1-0 thanks to a goal from Ryan Cherki. So City doing what they can to keep the Gunners on their toes. But with that said...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. I'm very excited by the guest that I have joining us, who is my good friend Hunter Lundy, who is an account manager over at the Philadelphia Flyers that is in the NHL, the Professional Ice Hockey League over in America. Hunter, thank you for joining us, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, Hende. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for making time for us today. So, Hunter, let's get right into it. Tell the people what it means to be an account manager at the Philadelphia Flyers, your role, your day-to-day. Let's start with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as an account manager with the Flyers, I oversee a book of business of about 430 accounts who are all season ticket holders for the Philadelphia Flyers. Mm-hmm. That's either full or half season ticket holders. And my job basically is to service them, make sure that they are happy with how the season's going, make sure they're happy with their seats, mainly focusing on the potential to upgrade and renew them for each year. We really go about the whole year trying to make sure that everybody continues to have season tickets each year. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to help them upgrade seats for a game. We have a very robust benefits program to help them get the chance to navigate through all of that. And basically just working to keep the business of each of the individuals that we have as season ticket members as a whole.
Okay, okay. So when you say you have 430 accounts, does that mean 430 different ticket holders, essentially?
Yeah, 430 different ticket holders as a whole oversee about $3.3 million worth of revenue for the Flyers as a whole across those 430 accounts.
You said how much, sorry?
Close to $3.3 million.
Okay, wow, wow, wow. So for the listeners that don't know, the last time we had you on, you were working in college athletics at Florida State, to be exact. Now you're working in professional sports. Tell us how that transition has been and what are some of the differences that you're experiencing?
Yeah, it's a very different atmosphere. I came from college football in the South in America, which is the biggest thing in the world to them, a lot of the fans down there, mm-hmm. to joining a NHL team in a majorly popular city where, in all honesty, it's probably the fourth biggest team in the city. Yeah. But it's still a very, very enjoyable experience. The difference in working in college sports and working in professional sports is immense. For a little bit of context for your listeners here, the NHL is probably firmly the fourth biggest sport in America, mm-hmm. Behind football, basketball, and baseball. So it is in terms of revenue as a whole, it's significantly lower than the other three, but just the amount of resources that I have working for a professional organization compared to working at a collegiate athletic, at collegiate university, are immense. I have so much more free rein and resources to offer benefits to our members, which is a very, very helpful situation that I'm in. Just a little insight to the Flyers are owned by Comcast. Okay. So it is a Fortune 50 company, which is great as an employee, get a lot of the benefits from that side as well. But that just allows us to be ahead of the curve in the league itself because we have such a major company helping finance us.
Mm-hmm. So is it safe to say you're enjoying professional sports over college sports?
I'd say so. Working in college sports, especially at a university that we both attended, you have a different affiliation and a fandom because it's like that's where you went to school, that's what you love. But I'd say working here now, it's just been a lot more stress-free. I'm focusing on one sport now compared to when we last spoke at Florida State. I oversaw all sports that we had ticketed, mm-hmm. Which was close to 10. And I had about 900 season ticket holders across all of those sports to having about 430 focusing on just one sport.
Yeah.
It lets my attention be more direct with each of my clients. I get the time to talk one-on-one with them in a way that I never had to at Florida State. Mm-hmm. Just because of the ability there. Like, just so you guys know, like, one of my monthly goals is to give a call to all of my clients. Like, I try to consistently be in contact with them at least once a month, touching base with them, making sure that I'm aware of their situation, making sure that they're satisfied with what they have going on with their tickets and their experience, and just try to build that relationship. And I feel like I'm a pretty good personable person. Mm-hmm. So I like that relationship building aspect of it instead of when I was at Florida State, it was a lot more transactional, it felt like.
Yeah. And I just did the math. You said you try to call all of your clients at least once a month. That is around, if my math is correct, it's around 14 calls a day.
Yeah. That's if you're not including, you're probably including weekends on that too. So I'd say about a solid 22, 23 work days. Mm-hmm. I average anywhere from about 30 to 50 phone calls a day, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Probably closer to 20 on a slow day. But pretty consistently trying to hop on the phone. This whole relationship building aspect of it is a lot easier to do when you're talking one-on-one with somebody like we are right now rather than just me writing an email and sitting respond. I prefer that anyways, just because I get to talk with the person a little bit more and, helps to just build that bond. So yeah.
And, so when you're calling these people, you're just like touching base or like exactly what are you talking about to someone who's already a season ticket holder?
A couple different things. It can be
touching base. I constantly am like, hey, just wanted to give you a call here, check in, make sure that you're all set with everything, make sure there's nothing that I can do to help enhance your experience at all. Mm-hmm. That's something that I am doing a lot. But also, like, people can reach out to me all the time. So, like, while I'm doing a lot of monthly check-ins, if there's an issue that's needed to be done, I'll give somebody a call and handle it, and then I don't really have to call and check in with them. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. Like, it really can be as menial as, hey, I just wanted to check in, make sure everything's going good with you, make sure you don't need anything from me. We have a lot of, as I mentioned, a lot of cool benefits. So we're every month or so, we're having a new event to offer for our season ticket holders. For example, next month, we're doing a Meet the Team event. Mm-hmm. So like if you're a full-time season ticket holder, you get the access to go and meet and take a picture with all the players on the team, which is a really unique experience. Like right now I'm letting people know that event, we have the RSVP out for that so people can sign up for it. Right now, today actually, as we started talking, we are live with our renewal period, which, so your listeners here know, to renew your tickets, we have a 3-week period to where you can opt out, make any changes you need to. And if you don't opt out of your tickets within those 3 weeks, you're financially responsible for your tickets for the next season. So like right now I'm in the process of calling a ton of my people, like, hey, just want to let you know that renewal period is out right now. If you need to make any changes or anything, that's your responsibility to go through that. So it can vary. I haven't been through this job in the deep off season. I started in September of 2025.
Yeah.
Once we get a little bit closer to June, July, when we are deeper in the off season, those calls will become really menial, just kind of checking in with everybody, because we're not going to have super too much to offer them at that point. Season won't be going on, but still just trying to reach out and grow those relationships.
And so would you say you sell, no, for the tickets for next season, would you say you would sell most of them like this during this season already, or do most of your sales come once the season ends?
Yeah, good question there. So we have a team focused on just generating new business.
Okay.
At this point in the season, which we have, season goes on till April, we're almost to February right now. We have 3 months or so left of the season, and that doesn't include a 3-week break for the Winter Olympics coming up here soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not really focused. They're not focused on selling this season really as much right now. If somebody wants to buy season tickets for the rest of the season, they'll take them, for of course. Mm-hmm. But we're mainly focused on next season. As my role specifically, like, this is the time that I'm focused on next season the most right now, because we're trying to make sure we're selling everybody consistently. We're making sure that they want to continue their experience, want to continue their benefits. We understand things change in people's lives, but like we don't want somebody just dropping out because they had a bad experience or because of reasons like that. We want to consistently focus on upgrading them, and even just if it's not upgrading them, keeping them in the same spot they are. We want to work directly with them and get the chance to do that.
No, that's cool. That's cool. And I hope the listeners can grasp that, like, you already make your money for next season, basically, because over here it doesn't work like that. Definitely not, for sure. Like, no one's planning for next season over here already. So it's good to hear how it works on the high end professional side. I want to go back to your time at Florida State when you said you had around 900 accounts that you were managing. In comparison to the 430 that you are now, do you know the value of the 900 accounts you were managing at Florida State?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, it really, to put it in perspective a little bit, my overall renewal goal at Florida State was about $3.2 million.
Okay.
So my book of business with 400 accounts here is over 3.3. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of get a good idea. Like, at Florida State, we had a lot more season ticket holders who could get away, not get away, but like, we just had smaller plans for, like, you can pay you could, it, for cheapest seats in the house, if you wanted to be there, you could probably have two football tickets for like $1,000 total for the season.
Yeah.
Here, like, our cheapest plan for a full season in the rafters is about $2,000 total. Mm-hmm. And that's for one ticket. Now, something to note on that too is the difference in the product. At Florida State there, like, we had seven home football games. Here we have 44 games.
Yeah.
That's 3 preseason, 41 regular season games that if you're a full season ticket holder, you get access to all of those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go over game by game, this is probably significantly less, but like, it is a different amount because it's how many people I'm dealing with and how much bigger the plans are in comparison on average.
Yeah. And just to do a quick conversion for the listeners, he said $2,000 for a season ticket in the rafters, so up high in the stadium, that's around $35,000 Namibian, just for our listeners there. I want to ask you about what's been maybe the most surprising thing in your time now in the NHL that you've
come across. That's a good question there. I'd say, well, one, being around the sport is a lot of fun, I'm sure. And as our listeners here in Namibia don't get to experience the sport of ice hockey.
Yeah.
Being from Florida in America, North Florida there, ice hockey was not something that was part of my day-to-day sports watching at all. I've gotten to become really invested in it in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really super cool, fast-paced sport that's got – a lot of the elements of a lot of different sports combined. It's got like the aggressiveness and way that opponents hit each other as football. It's also got the like elusiveness of like soccer. It's kind of got the fast pacedness of basketball, all while playing on ice and a pretty small rink. So like, it just is a really cool feat of athleticism to be really up close and personal to.
Yeah.
I'd also say just like, how passionate hockey fans are as a whole. I have several people who are like diehard Flyers fans who are like, I don't care about any other sport. I only care about hockey. Mm-hmm. Hockey itself is like, for better or worse, an institution. It's a sport that, as if you're getting into it as a younger kid, it's a very expensive sport to get into.
Yeah.
Compared to like basketball or soccer, where you just need a pair of cleats and a ball. Like, For hockey, you need access to a rink. You need hockey pad and gears. You need sticks. You need all the stuff that comes with that. So, like, people are really, really passionate about the sport as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool to kind of see up close and personal.
Yeah, and something our listeners might not know is that hockey, NHL is an American professional league, but most of the players are, like, Russian, Eastern European, and Canadian. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. NHL is an American league. I'd say I would be surprised. I don't know the exact statistic on this, but significantly less than half of the players in the NHL are American.
Yeah.
I can actually look that up here really quick. But yeah, it's a very international sport.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 40% of the NHL players are Canadian. 28% are U.S. and from the U.S., 66 are from Sweden, 46 are from Russia. It's just very, and that's from about 11 months ago. So not exactly right now, mm-hmm. but it's just a very international sport. Go ahead.
No, so, sorry to cut you off. And I was going to say that, like, the best players aren't American either. So it's quite interesting that, you know, so many Americans love a sport where the best players aren't necessarily American either.
Yeah, I would say that too. I mean, another thing I'd add about the difference in hockey and some of the other sports is that I feel like it's a very team-driven sport. And what I mean by that is, like, yeah, there are superstars in the NHL. Connor McDavid is the best player, the second best player to ever play in the NHL, and pacing to probably be the best by the time he retires.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of a few rare exceptions where, like, okay, obviously these are superstars we want to see,
people care more about the team itself and the image of the team itself and the brand of the team itself than like wanting to go see another player. Compare that to like basketball, which is like a sport in the US that like your biggest driving point as somebody who's in this role right here, outside of your own team, obviously you want to be your team to be successful, but like your biggest driving point is that you're getting to see the coolest players, the most famous players in the sport consistently. This, I'd say, is a lot more team-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about what it is that you're selling. Like you said, 44 home games. We're talking about a sport that's, you know, full of Europeans, full of Canadians. I want you to kind of give the listeners some insight into exactly what it is that you're selling, because whether the team wins or not, you still have to sell tickets, right? So
yeah, explain
to the listeners like that you're not just selling tickets, basically. You're selling, well, I'll let you say it, but you're selling an experience. Break that down for the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So like obviously we want the team to win as much as possible. Winning in all sports fixes everything. The Flyers, if you look them up right now, they're kind of in the hunt for the playoffs right now. Hopefully they can make it, but right now they're not. They are a team that's been going through a bit of a rebuild. So they've had several years in a row of not competing in the playoffs. The last time they made the playoffs was in 2020, mm-hmm. during a COVID-shortened year, and so they didn't even get to have a home playoff game. I don't think they've had a home playoff game in 7 years. That's not the easiest to sell to fans. You have to kind of sell both the experience and the potential future of a team. We have a lot of young talent on the team, so we're constantly hyping those players up. We have like the third youngest roster in the entirety of the league. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus that we can have. We're selling the potential of the team as a whole. We're also focusing too on the experience. So like, as I mentioned, we want people to have the coolest experience they can at the arena, a great game day experience. But outside of that too, like we know as a team that's come rebuilding, like we try to offer as many benefits as we can to season ticket holders. We offer discounts in the stadium if you're a season ticket holder. You get like 20% off all concessions if you're a season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. You get cool events if you're a season ticket holder. As I mentioned, the Meet the Team event, we have events that get to meet with a lot of Flyers alumni. We get events where you get to go through and like listen to the coach talk and answer questions directly from fans. We have all kind of cool events like that that we're able to offer season ticket holders that across the league honestly don't exist like that. We also have the opportunity. One of our biggest benefits of people being season ticket holders is that we have a very robust transfer, exchange, and return function. So we know that as season ticket holders, the likelihood of you being able to make 44 home games is pretty slim.
Yeah.
Things come up in life. We know you're going to be busy. It happens. So what we offer to all season ticket holders is like the ability to exchange and return their tickets so that like, say you can't make tonight's game, you can exchange those tickets in, get a credit for them, and then if you wanted to get two more tickets for another game, you can go through and do that, and you don't have to pay any dollars outside of what you've already paid for your tickets. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to upgrade your tickets for a game, you don't even have to get two more tickets. Say you're in the upper level, there's a game you wanted to come down and sit in the lower level, but you missed a couple games. You can use those credits to go sit in the lower level for a game. It just allows us to be able to be flexible with season ticket holders. That's something that we're very proud of, is that we have like the most flexible program like that in all of the NHL. Mm-hmm. We have to, as my position, we have to build the benefits and build the experience so that all season ticket holders have the opportunity to fall back on that when the team's not playing the greatest.
Yeah. And so speaking of a game day experience, break down a typical game day experience for one of your account holders. What does that look like?
Yeah. So for an account holder, if you're a season ticket member, you have access to go to like a private member lounge. People can go hang out in. We have multiple different premium options too. We have an option that includes all you can eat food and drink. We have an option mm-hmm. that's attached to our restaurant in the stadium. Or you can just go enjoy the game and see all of the madness that occurs there. We have a very polarizing mascot named Gritty, who is a fan favorite, very influential there. I recommend our listeners here to look him up because nobody knows what he is, but he's great. Mm-hmm. On my side of that though, my game day experience is a little different too. Like I'm constantly trying to go meet with season ticket holders. I'm trying to go visit them at their seats. I am in a position to where I get the opportunity to have some like upgrades every game that I can go and give season ticket holders who I know have had an issue or something recently, or have the opportunity, just so I have the opportunity to make something up to a client. That's a really big plus that I have.
Yeah.
I also get the opportunity to every so often throughout the season, I have really cool experiences I can give accounts. So like, like 4 or 5 times a season, I can pick 6 people and we can go watch the team warm up from the bench during the game. I can go get somebody to go ride on the Zamboni, which is the machine that cleans the ice during the game.
Yeah.
I can get people to go watch the team warm up from the penalty box. I get the opportunity to have a post-game meet and greet with a player every once in a while. Like, I get a lot of super cool opportunities that I get to give people. Because my job here is just to build that experience to where everybody's having the best possible time they are at games.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. If I don't know if you're able to share this, but what's the sort of, I guess you'd say, cheapest account you have, and what's the most expensive account you currently have?
Yeah, great question there. I'd say the cheapest account that I have is probably a single seat season ticket holder in the upper level shoot once areas.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably like $1,000 for the season. I mean, that you can get through here. We offer half season plans, as I mentioned. That's like 25 games.
Yeah.
It's not an exact half, but pretty close. The most expensive account that I have, I was actually touching base with them today as we were getting ready for our renewal period. They have 4 seats. We have an area called Prime Point Row, which is right attached to the restaurant. It's a super nice, fancy restaurant there. You get service from the restaurant itself. Got a great view of the game. I have an account that has 4 full season tickets there. And his total spend for the season is about $30,000.
Oh, wow.
And so like it can vary. I have a lot from all over. Like my lowest spend account is somebody who has 1 half season ticket all by themselves. And my highest is who has 4 full season tickets there, right in that restaurant area as a whole.
No, that's, thank you for that insight. And for the listeners, that's around $500,000 Namibian dollars that account that Hunter has is spending on hockey tickets, just so the listeners can try to grasp what exactly it is we're dealing with here. I'm looking at a list here, released by CNBC last year in November about team valuations in the NHL. And the Flyers are 8th with a team value of $2.6 billion. And it says the revenue was $315 million. So
mm-hmm.
of that $315 million, is it accurate to say that the $3 million you were talking about it contributes to that $315 million?
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely a part of it. I don't have exact numbers on what our total revenue breakdowns. I'm sure a lot of that is consistent of TV partnerships and ad breakdown and monetary value like that. But mm-hmm. that is, I'd say that my 3.3 billion, like that's something that we heavily consider into that revenue pool there.
Nice. And so, speaking now of this commercial side, I'm sure the Flyers have a long list of commercial partners. Can you touch on the difference in commercial partners between college sports? I mean, Florida State is, I think we can say it, one of the premier, like, you know, college football brands out there. So they do decent in terms of commercial partners, but I'm sure it's a whole different ball game now with the professional side, that like the one that you're working on now.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, great point there. Like, For Florida State, which is a which is a big commercial brand, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We had the opportunity to where we had commercial brands with several different big name companies for sure. But at the Flyers, that amount is vastly different. Like we have like our club level is the Bank of America club level. We have our Shift 4 club. That's our like all you can eat food and drink area. That is like Shift 4 is like it's a big hiring firm in America. Mm-hmm. We had our Prime Point Social area, which is that like restaurant that I mentioned. That area typically was named Adrian's. It recently changed to Prime Point Social over the off season because that's another branding deal that we've done.
Yeah.
At a corporate side, as a company that's owned by Comcast, you're definitely looking to be able to get whatever, what different corporate partners you can throughout.
Mm-hmm. What's been the most challenging part of working in professional sports so far for you, if anything?
I would just say simply, as somebody who I really enjoy this role, but the answer I would say is the schedule. Mm-hmm. 44 home games is a lot. Yeah. That's just consistently working a ton. My schedule can vary, obviously, dependent on what happens throughout the week. We'll have weeks where we have fewer games for sure, but when we have a week that we have a ton of games, it's just very busy on my end. I had a week a couple of weeks ago where I put in close to 90 hours over 7 work days. Mm-hmm. So it can just get tiring.
Yeah, I can only imagine, especially when you have to work weekends as well. And the games are usually at night, right?
Yeah, we very rarely have a daytime game unless it is a weekend game. And even those are few and far between. Yeah.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers, and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences, or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Like you said, you're new to hockey. Are you saying you're slowly becoming a hockey fan as well? Like of the sport in general?
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say that I've grown to appreciate it a lot more being up close and personal to it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to add to your experience that I maybe didn't get to ask you today?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but like it's been a really fun and different experience, and I'm glad to be able to have this chance and hope to continue to grow in it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hunter, thank you very much for giving us that insight into
Eagle FM. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, my son. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, happy New Year, because I don't think we have spoken since we began with 2026.
Yes, welcome to the new year.
Oh, thank you very much, but I have listened to you,
mm-hmm.
the program, just that I haven't come through. I did not, I think, make an attempt, I don't know, but it's really building.
It's really what?
When I do listen to you, it's building to our nation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's possibly building to our nation. And sometimes I do hear you on research issues with other colleagues of yours.
Yes.
Interacting in some important critical issue matters.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you very much. I listened to the interview that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the studio perhaps, or you are just communicating through?
It was an online call.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah.
So now the point of having their games in the night and all these things, is it maybe because of the busy schedule of during the day?
Yeah, so most people at work during the day, so
uh-huh.
they put the games at night so people can go after work.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a very good idea. So that means their security is guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you know the whole Katutura is lightened and everybody, the buses are moving, dropping people.
Yeah.
And then you also the security cluster.
Mm-hmm.
Security cluster is intact. So in terms of how people are secure to travel in the night,
yeah,
and I think it's going to create massive kind of employment.
It should.
In my understanding, it means that the private sectors, individuals, will then come in with the logistics, transportation, and issues of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the security clusters will then definitely be expanded.
Yeah.
Because there's no way, you know, sometimes people come from, let's say now the games are held in, I'm just at current stage now,
mm-hmm.
in town.
Yeah.
Norindia or wherever. And maybe some Roma and mm-hmm. everything. So that means the people, the supporters and the masses have to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So there are those who need to have transport money
yeah.
to pay to take them to their residential areas, and then the security companies who are credible, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be then formed up, and then they liaise to work together with those transport companies, and the people are employed. To make sure that, you see, that yeah. is how you grow economy. In many countries, there's nothing like sleeping.
Exactly.
Can you now imagine people are working during the day, and in the night, again, they are working, and they are contributing to their economic growth and development.
Yeah.
So how do we emulate and learn those good, incorporate or borrow those good lessons that we are hearing, we are learning
mm-hmm.
to our country, because we can appropriate those ones into our country, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely.
So it will mean that there will be a lot of employment on transport here in logistics, and there will be a lot of employment on security.
Mm-hmm.
The Namibian police and all those security clusters,
mm-hmm.
they want them to coordinate and organize themselves effectively.
Mm-hmm.
It's how to combat crimes and, to make sure that the people who might also even try to now come from the Independence Stadium and all those areas, even if they walk during the night,
yeah.
maybe to get some taxis or whatever, even the taxi industry, oh my God. I think that it will just be a massive kind of employment.
Mm. No, it definitely will.
Activity. So, in conclusion, now the sports, because we mentioned about America.
Yeah.
And I did not listen from the preamble that, yes, people are talking about the World Cup taking place to be hosted in America.
Yeah.
And I see some of those big guys are boycotting it, and they see maybe because of the political interference and all these other issues. I don't know how far that point is being propagated. So maybe, did you not ask him about that question, or that was your topic?
No, that wasn't the topic, but that's the one we spoke about a few days ago with Dwight and Helmut.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think that they are actually going to boycott. I think all the teams yeah. they will still be there.
Okay, let's never be rest.
Mm.
Let's see. Also, sensitize them that yes, the fact that people proposed and brought that concern
yeah.
on the table is because of some kind of irregularity in some of the issues that are really not good.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the agutwa mome ya mwenyenge no nasike Cambodia no obobeshwa bomasina
eh
ana mome ya mwenyenge mwe no Cambodia. So there must be some issues that the world is concerned with. So that's the reason why they are talking about boycotting and things like that. And it's not also a good thing.
Yeah, it's not.
So let's also show them that, yes, it's true, even though people are not happy, please let's let them restrain from this thing.
Yeah.
So the G20 just took place in South Africa, and they were pronouncing issues of not South Africa attending, they want to buy the South Africa and all these things. And, you know, and we here, we are still supporting them. I was watching this South African news today, how they were demonstrating, symbolizing the cup for the World Cup and things like that. You see that the Africa is excited and is promoting those kinds of interactions.
Yeah.
So why is it that they just want to sideline us, especially when they are talking about they are not even in support of the social inclusion? I don't know it's which part, which area that they are not, America is not supporting, or have they reconsidered their stance on that?
No, not yet.
That particular declaration on the social inclusion.
Not yet.
It's not a good thing. So let's see also the people on the spot mobilize their leadership to at least act ethically, so that the whole world don't just suffer because of those. I understand people are talking about the past, and their influence is good. And they must also thank God for us, because most of those resources that they have extracted here, even illegally, so they contributed to their well-being.
Yeah.
So please let them see, let's see how we can really reconcile and make sure that the world is focusing and promote this materialism and things like that, so that we can have a peaceful world. So in Namibia, everybody, the governors, they are giving the mandate, this instruction from the high authority, political leadership, that they should construct sport fields and all those things in terms of security, in terms of transportation and everything. I think we are on the good track. If that is the case, but maybe the entrepreneurs will then see how to come in and start transporting people to go to those sport fields. And maybe at one point we have also our game during the night. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.
God bless.
Thank you. Yes, the number in the studio is 0832-888-401, and that's 0832-888-401 if you would like to join the conversation today. We just finished with our good friend Hunter Lundy, all the way from the United States of America. Update in the Manchester City Tottenham fixture. It is now the second half. Manchester City went into the break leading by 2-0. Ryan Cherki with the first goal, Antoine Semenya with the second. So City's new signings providing the goods for the citizens. We're going to take one more short commercial musical break before we wrap up with the World Economic Forum report. And before we wrap up here on the Eagle Sports Zone, we'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mderewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye. Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana unongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamweli nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa bura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And as we round up here on the Eagle Sports Zone, you still have time to call in at 083-288-4001. I'd like to give you some figures from this report that we were talking about earlier on some comparisons on of the sport economy's contribution to the GDP of these select countries. So we'll start with Australia. 0.8%. Canada, 0.3%. China, 1.2%. Germany, which has the biggest on this list, 3.9%. India, 0.9%. I'm surprised it's that high even, because... Oh, okay, I forgot about cricket. Actually, it should be. It might... It's a bit low, actually. I forgot about cricket. Japan, 2%. Morocco, 2.5%. Saudi Arabia, 1%. United Kingdom, 2.6%. Would actually be interesting to see what... next week, we'll see what these numbers are look like on the continent, on the African continent as a whole. But I know as a whole on the continent, the number is not even 1%. I remember we covered this. But it would be interesting to see country by country, especially South Africa, Nigeria, and so on. But anyways, percentage of jobs that sports contributes to these same economies now. Australia, 1.5%. Canada, 0.5%. Germany, 4.6% of jobs in Germany come from the sporting industry. Morocco, 1.1%. South Korea, 1.6%. United Kingdom, 3.9%. And the United States, 5%. So 5% of U.S. jobs come from the sporting industry in one way or another. It will be interesting to see what those numbers look like in the land of the brave, as they say. But that is all we have time for on the Eagle Sports Zone today. Don't forget, tomorrow the Villager will be published tomorrow morning, bright and early. I can, before I let you go, I can read you some of the headlines that you can expect to read on tomorrow. That is, let's start with sand and gravel miners in Kavango disregard the environment. Miners told to halt their operations. Next one is South Africa's Western diplomatic rows could affect Namibia. Next one, we have the World Bank Shares Guide on how to tackle unemployment. And then the next one is the Prime Minister says we should address local issues with local solutions and sourcing. I agree with that one, Prime Minister. And then the industrial briefs we have is a fuel retailers' margins increased. The Economic Association of Namibia calls for clarity on various NIPDB sanctions and progress made on the Namib Mills labor standoff. Don't forget, get the Villager tomorrow. Send a WhatsApp message to 081-241-44 if you'd like to become a subscriber. Include your email address as well if you'd like to get it via email, and make sure to save the number as a contact. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. I will leave you in the hands of Pablo. Rest in peace, and I will see you same time, same place next weekend.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. PremierBet, win big, win now.